Now, we've got a story about communications. Now, communications on land have come on in leaps and bounds over the last 20 or 30 years. Now, for relatively little money, you can buy a phone which will transmit hundreds of thousands of characters every second. Or you can buy a satellite phone, which means you can talk to your mum from the middle of the Gobi Desert. However, underwater, it isn't so easy. The problem is that because seawater conducts electricity, it also absorbs radio waves. So it means that once you get more than a few metres under the water, there's no point trying to tune into us on The Naked Scientists. Sound waves, on the other hand, will travel through water very well. For example, whales use them to communicate over thousands of kilometres. The problem is echoes, though. Sound waves will bounce off the surface of the water, the seabed, shoals of fish, even layers of change in temperature of the water. This means if I shouted at you, you'd hear a whole series of overlapping versions of my conversation. It would sound like gobbledygook. This means I'd have to communicate very slowly with you to wait for each echo to die down after every word or every little bit of information. However, William Cooperman and colleagues at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography have used a very neat method to get around the problem. If I wanted to send a message to you, first I'd get you to play me two noises, one to represent a 1 and one to represent a 0. I would then record how that sound got to me. I'd reverse the tape and play them back to you. This means that all the echoes essentially cancel out and all the sound arrives at the same time. This means that I could play the message, play the two sounds in a pattern to represent a message. This is what William Cooperman has done, and he can now transmit 15,000 bits of information, that's ones of zeros, over 5 kilometres every second, or about 5 kilobits a second, 5,000 bits a second over 15 kilometres, which is 3 or 4 times faster than the normal conventional links. This isn't just important for talking to submarines, because apart from anything else, if you're creeping around in a submarine, shouting out to tell you to give you the first signal so you can play the reverse signal back would give away your position. But it could be very important for robots, because we know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do about the surface of Mars. And most of that exploration is probably going to be done by robotic rovers, which of course will be able to have to communicate with the surface or even to each other.
Good stuff, great stuff.